anytime that you hear about 15 to 20 mile per hour sustained winds with gusts of significantly higher than that, it definitely is cause for concern, especially as it relates to power outages.
You do so much to strengthen power lines, things like that. But once you get winds like that, there's really nothing you can do.
We do proactively work to maintain the rights of way. So that's trimming back the trees and trying to mitigate the risk of hazardous trees and limbs from being able to fall and damage power lines. But winds of this magnitude could certainly cause trees to fall or branches to break and also fall on the power lines, which could cause damage. And we certainly hope that isn't the case. And hopefully the work that we've done to, you know, try to mitigate the risk as much as possible will help. But there's certainly the likelihood that we could see power outages as a result of these high winds. And we also have to contend with the fact that now the ground, although we really, really needed the rain, is now saturated. So that can create some problems as well. So we have our crews, just like we did when we were expecting the winter storm, which thank goodness didn't come or didn't affect us like we expected. But we have our crews staged and ready to respond. We know that the wind risk will be from late afternoon on Tuesday and into the evening. We are expecting areas in our Culpeper and Bowling Green regions to see the highest impact from these winds, but we have crews across our service territory staged and ready to go, in addition to our member services team who will be able to respond and assist members as needed if that situation arises.
It's just like a winter storm in so many ways, just minus the snow.
Yeah, and if you can remember, you know, back in around 2012, we had a major windstorm that came through the area, and it caused significant damage. So a lot of times people will hear wind in the weather forecast and don't associate it with the same challenges that you might for a winter storm, but it can certainly wreak havoc, and we hope that isn't the case, but we're doing everything that we can to prepare, and we really want to encourage our members to do the same thing. So just like you would have for the snowstorm, we hope that you'll take time now to pull together the essential items that you might need if indeed you do end up with power without power, and just know that our crews will be working to respond and restore your power outage as quickly as possible, as long as the conditions are safe and allow us to get out and do the work.
And some of those things include getting your phones or all your electronic gear charged up, and make sure your generator is ready, and just all the basic things that we all do with a winter storm.
And we have a really good checklist on our website. You can find it in our storm center or outage center, which is at myrec.coop. And you can just run through that checklist. And in addition to the items that you mentioned, make sure that you have non-perishable foods and water and some of those key essentials that you might need, like medication or items for very young children or elderly that might be in your home as well.
We don't want it to go multiple days, but we have seen those kinds of situations. So it's always good to be ready for something like this.
Right, because the outage restoration process is a very time consuming and can sometimes be a very tedious process. You know, if we have a situation where there is a lot of damage from downed trees and broken power lines, that's extensive damage that takes a lot of time for our crews to make the repairs. In addition to the time that it takes for us to travel from each location to the next location to get those repairs made. So sometimes a relatively short storm can turn into an extended outage event just because of the amount of work and time it takes to get that work and make those repairs.
These are long days when needed, but this is what you train for and get ready for.
We like to say when everybody else is, you know, heading home to hunker down, our teams are heading out into the field or into the storm or into the office so that we can be there to support our member owners. And we're going to do everything that we possibly can to get the power back on as quickly as possible.
And like you mentioned, either go to Facebook or your website, but you've got a great checklist, and it's just good to kind of acquaint yourself to a lot of those things. So if you do need them and have numbers nearby, if you need to call about an outage, but do all you can to get ready for something like this.
Absolutely. And fingers crossed that we end up without power outages. But I think there's another potential storm on the horizon, maybe for the weekend. And this is really just the beginning of winter storm season. So this is good practice, if nothing else. And hopefully you'll have pulled these things together that you'll need and you won't have to assemble them in the future.